Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Adam is here. So, Adam, I'm out yesterday. And, again, I'm not playing that, Scott. That has nothing to do with me.
What if I turn around That's and Adam. Scott Studwell's eyes are just staring at me through this window?
He could still beat you up with his pinky.
Are you kidding me?
With his pinky. So I'm out about yesterday getting stuff for the house. And I'm at a place, and I'm not shocked. They just have people behind the counter. Hiring people right now is borderline impossible. So I go up to the counter, and I ask this guy, and he's very, very helpful. I then just want to thank him. And I say, what's your name? Because I like to say, hey, Dave, thanks so much. Do you ever do that, or you just say, thanks, buddy? What do you do?
No, I love to use people's name. If they have a name tag, I'll use the name. And yes, if it's great like that, I will absolutely ask a person's name.
He said his name was Chief.
No way.
He said his name was
really?
Chief. And I thought, should I come back? Well, my name's Big Guy. You know, just like when you're struggling,
like we joke about
all the time. Hey, you buddy. But then he was so helpful. There was one other thing I needed. He called another store, and as he said, as he recognized the guy, he said, hey, it's Chief from the Maple Grove store. So his name is Chief.
Wow. Works multiple ways then. Well, you know what? What if you wouldn't have known that? You say, hey, you did a great job. Thanks, Chief. Hey, how'd you know my name?
Exactly. Well, okay. So then at another place, as I was kind of errand boy yesterday, I did the work, looked the online price, and then I went to the store, and it was an item that was going to cost me $150. It cost $105 online.
Yeah.
Can you explain this to me?
I can't. And how, again, I mean, a lot of people push back on Amazon and saying it's ruining mom and pop stores, but it's like, you know, when there's that big of discrepancy between something online and in person, I'm sorry. I mean, you should, though, be able to, can't you? I mean, a lot of stores will match that, though, you know?
They did.
Okay.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
They were friendly. They pushed me a little bit, but then I looked it up and showed it. I mean, are they just saying, we don't want you in the store, don't come in, and we so don't want to see you. We're going to give you this massive discount.
You specifically, I think that would. Let's give them the Chad price. Chad, you don't have to come in here. We'll knock $20 off.
Yes. One more for me, and then we'll get to texts, calls, because they're coming in. I've got others later. Our kicker, Greg Joseph.
Yeah.
Not sure if you know this, but he missed a 37-yard field goal to lose the game.
Yep.
He then, by the way, they didn't make him available after Sunday's game, right, which was chicken bleep, by the way.
Is that his choice or is that the team's choice?
I don't know. I mean, one of my closest buddies is Bob Hagan, the best media relations guy ever in this town's history. I hope they would have made him available because he was a huge part of the news. But yesterday, he met the media, and part of what he said is, that missed kick won't define me as a human being, and all my teammates love me. I wanted to throw up when I heard the soundbite. Okay, let me just explain why. Who thought that kick was going to define him as a human being? And they might like him. I'm not sure every teammate on the club loves him.
Could that be himself telling himself that that kick won't define him? Because there's probably an initial, you know, you miss it and you realize what has just transpired. you might think this is the lowest you're ever going to be in life. And maybe he's affirming himself to himself that that kick will not define him. Secondly, you know, we heard I think it was KJ Osborne saying, you know, the kick didn't matter. We love the dude. Yeah. Nobody, not everybody in the room loves Greg Joseph, but that is a common theme. I don't think many, either privately or certainly publicly, would say, yeah, he's the reason we lost this game.
Well, it's just as a human, I don't know. That to me, that was just, and I'm all for introspection. I'm all for seeking out help from others, but I just don't, I mean, as mad as a Viking fan was at him missing the kick, I don't think, that's you as a human being. I'll never think of you as a human being other than that.
Oh, I bet you there's a certain percentage of Viking fans that would fall in that category.
As a player, yes, but not as a person. You know, I don't know. All right, let's go to Diana. Diana is first up. Diana, how are you this afternoon?
I am good. How are you?
We are well.
Good. Adam, speaking of football, I have a football question for you.
Sure.
On fourth quarters or fourth downs, why is it some teams will go for it and some don't? Like, there was a fourth and two, and the team didn't go for it, namely our team.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a 4th and 13, and that team went for it, and they got a first down out of it.
Yeah.
So why don't they go for it in the fourth down?
Didn't we have a coach, was it a high school coach that didn't punt, that used all four downs that you're given?
And Zimmer blew one over the weekend, too. It was like 4th and 1 from the 36.
Right.
And then they had that Rondell Moore.
Yeah, it was 4th and 2, and they just all got off the field. I'm like, why aren't you going for it?
Yeah, they punted to Arizona, and within two plays, Arizona was back where they would have been had they tried for
– Well, they scored. I think it was the Rondell Moore touchdown.
It's all situational. It's testicular fortitude, as I like to say. What was that? I just get dumped.
That was me. I hit a wrong button and just gassed Diana. Sorry.
Jeez, Diana. We'll hang up and listen. It's situational, you know. Back when I was drawing up X's and O's, we'd discuss it and say, you know, this is, we got our
That's
cheats.
A terrible answer. Yes or no?
Why is it a terrible answer? You got X's and O's. You got the placard, and it tells you which scenarios you got to go for and which not to. You know what I rely on, Chad? Gut. What's your gut say?
Loaded for bear.
Arr! Arr!
Let's go to one of our voicemail callers for Adam. You could call now on the voicemail if you'd like. 612-370-0696. Here's caller number one.
Close to you. Hey, Adam. Just wondering what your favorite Carpenter song is.
Oh, boy.
On the day that you and the bony angels got together.
End of message.
Oh, wow. Too bad. I was hoping he was going to keep going there. Top of the world, looking down on creation. I don't know the name of that song, but I know the words, and that's a good one. That reminds me of a time where I prank called Iowa Public Television when they were doing a telethon. And it was
could you be any worse of a person this hour? Dan, he's now prank calling a public television station when they're trying to raise money.
Yes, and we've never ripped a public television or radio station for trying to raise money on this show.
Yes.
Oh, geez, NPR. Are they raising money again today, I assume?
It was a situation where they were playing a Carpenter's documentary. You know, they took a break, and then they got the Don Shelby of Iowa would be standing there and pleading with viewers to call in and donate some money. I called in, got through. I was talking to the guy, and he was on the screen as I was talking to him. I said, "Hey, is that you? Wave to me." And he waved to me, and then we had a good laugh at that. And then I get in. I go through this whole process of how I love the Carpenters. I'm going to donate all this money. And then I kind of turned it, and I said, you know, I broke down and saying, I'm lying to myself. I'm writing bad checks. I don't have the money, and I'm sorry. And I basically turned it into a counseling session where he then was trying to console me, saying everything's going to be all right.
Jeez.
We might. I might have tape of that somewhere if we ever.
Oh, we got to play that. There may have been three of us one time during a telethon where we donated money and used my father's name and then challenge other media members to match that. Let's just say my father may not have reacted real well to that. That may have happened. I can't confirm or deny that. I can confirm he was extraordinarily angry and irrational when he found out about it. All right, let's get to calls and texts. More of them when we come back for Ask Adam Anything. Don't forget the great Jamie Ukas next hour, 1:35. Excellent guest in the 2 o'clock hour. Let's go. More phone calls and texts, 651-461-9226. Jimi Hendrix all afternoon long here on CCO. Adam, as you can see, number of people once again asking you about the morning show, your interest, how you're enjoying it. What would you like to say?
I love filling in when I get the opportunity, but I don't think it's a permanent gig. Let's just put it that way.
Adam, when you do the news, do you read paper or do you just wing it?
Neither. I read off the computer. Sometimes I wing
While you have provided the copy and you and the rest of the news team have put together the
Correct.
News, correct?
Correct.
Speaking of your gut, as I'm reading a text here at 651-461-9226, should I cook venison steaks on the grill tonight or pork chops?
I responded with venison and a bold Cabernet.
I for sure agree with the bold cab. That's the way to go.
I'm not a fan.
I could go either way. I think I would
go pork chop because I don't like venison steaks.
Yeah. Didn't you send me some venison steaks last year?
I don't think so. I think it was a roast, maybe.
Was it a venison roast? Is that what it
yes.
was? Whatever you sent me was very good. Coach or Woody? Going back to Cheers.
I know you're definitely a Coach guy.
I am.
I'm. You know what? Because I'm a little later to the game with Cheers, I'm a Woody guy.
Okay.
But it's nothing. Coach was fantastic, too. But
Woody Harrelson's acting career, by the way. Amazing. Right?
Absolutely.
Probably underrated.
I think it is. Adam. Who was your main girlfriend in high school? And do you wish it would have worked out? That's one of the questions here.
No. It did work out.
It did work out.
After a few years.
That is the lobster.
Correct. High school sweetheart.
Yeah. Fantastic. Who is more in need of Big Lou, Adam? You, Chad, or Dan?
I thought it was who was most like Big Lou.
Well, I kind of thought that meant you needed some of Big Lou's product.
I know that question, and let me assure you, there's no problem. No problem at all. Look at these hands. But it's most like Big Lou. I think I'm more like, I'm probably the most Big Lou-ish of the three of us. Even though, Chad, we both have... We're both on number two, or I'm on number two.
Does your number two look like a number two?
Oh, right? That's
a completely different commercial.
Different number two, but I'd rather talk about my number two. Is again just the love of my life and was my high school sweetheart.
Oh my gosh! Let's go to one of our callers. Let's go to Mike in Minneapolis, who's always tremendous.
Adam, why is it that we don't notice or pay attention to our bejabbers until we get them scared out of us?
Or the bejesus. The bejabbers or the bejesus, they're always fleeting when we are, I think it's that fight or flight response that the bejeebers and the bejabbers try to help us fight. And when we decide to flee, they part ways with us. So that's hence where we get the term, scared the bejesus or bejeebers out of us.
Are they in the same part of our body, Adam?
No. One is lower body, one is upper body. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Is that an appropriate response, Mike?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's no longer with us.
Oh, jeez, you're just gassing people left and right here.
I'm quick on the button.
Man. Adam, yesterday, for the first time in a while, I had a massage. I wanted a deep tissue massage.
Yeah.
It was a very aggressive. Very aggressive. Hopefully helped me out. Adam, when you have your aggressive massages, what exactly takes place?
The bejesus. I get the bejesus. Again, fleeting. The lower body.
The lower body. Should we go to one more call, Dan, real quick?
Real quick.
Got a minute.
Live call or a taped call?
We can go either one. Fire away.
Yeah, let's go to Gary in Oakdale.
Go ahead, Gary. We got to go fairly quick.
If you could only have one dessert for the rest of your life, what's your favorite dessert that you would choose?
Excellent question. Excellent. Man,
zucchini cake.
What?
Disgusting.
No. Just oh, yeah. You want, wow. You just slammed my wife's zucchini cake. How dare you, sir?
I haven't had hers. You didn't say Jen's. You just said zucchini cake. No. Come on. That's it?
That's it. It's top of mind. It's awfully good.
I think the segment's over. I mean, the go-to dessert is zucchini cake.
Cancel
it's
it.
Been a good run. Linda's construction time check is 12:57. Time to get a free, maintenance-free deck estimate.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.